The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. Yeah. He'll hold stuff over you long you allow him. But rise up in your faith and rise up today and declare who you are. And tell that stuff, you get out of my life. And stop giving it so much attention. See, he wants you to say one thing, then go back acting the same way. Keep on paying, get rid of him, tell him to go, and I am not stirring you. Yeah, but you know you feel it. I ain't asked my feeling. I got my answer from the word. And sometimes it's tough, but you got to keep on saying it. And nobody ever told you that it's going to, everything you do is going to be easy in the faith walk. But you got to be a man enough, a woman enough to stand up and say it anyway. Yeah. When everybody criticizing you, you say it anyway. Yeah. You stand your ground anyway. I say everybody's too many people. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh. Y'all forgive me. I thought I'd been gone 2 hours ago. But no, not 2 hours ago. A while ago. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Your days are doom and gloom and hipping and hopping and skipping and a knocking. It's over with and you'll take the way of God. If you give your life to Jesus, see when you make a decision to go for Jesus, your flesh is going to fight you because it don't want to quit. But if you make up your mind, it's over with. Stop struggling with that appetite and do something about it. I'm going to tell you, in love, stop struggling with that appetite and do something about it. Stop playing around with it. And we keep doing it, all he's going to do is kill us. Send us to an early grave. We might well have to face up to it. Make that decision. Grace is sufficient. Power of the Holy Spirit is in you. God can do it. God has done it. You can get it done. Did you hear what I said? And there's nothing he has not supplied. So y'all get quiet on me when I do that. But it's still true anyway. I'm trying to help you. Not I'm trying to help you, I'm giving you what'll help you. So I have to correct myself. Because I have some stuff need to be corrected. Father, ha 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 ha. All these things that have stood in the way, I thank you for Holy Spirit, the power of the cross, the power of the blood, the risen Savior has made a way, and the light has shined on this path that we're traveling on. We can see that it's clear today. There's nothing in the way. And we throw aside doubt, unbelief, and fear, and all those things that try to come so near to hold us in hostage where we do not belong. When the chains of darkness have been broken and the prison door is wide open, and we're no longer held hostage by any of those bars, but we're free to follow thee. So Lord, I thank you for the light you put in me, the light you put in thee, them that sit here before me, so they can see this day is a new beginning for them to walk in this place with you they never walked, to walk in a power that is real to them, not something they make up in their mind and put on a show, but real, real, real in them. they will know without a shadow of a doubt that your power and grace is working for them. Yeah. As they continue to release their faith, it will get brighter and clearer each and every day. So we thank you for and praise you, Lord. And those that do not know you, our hearts lead us to them. Let our paths cross them. Let us cross paths somewhere that we will be glad to share the good news from heaven, the gospel of Jesus, the power of God that set the captive free. So, Father, those that are listening to me, let it not be just another viewing time, but let it be a day of commitment. Let it be a day of change in their lives. Let it be a day of change in their home. Let it be a day of change in their thinking. Let it be a day of change in their family, that it turn those things around and bring them to a place where your grace abounds and your love is so real, and your goodness and your kindness you've shown to them will not cease. Thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fill them with the Holy Spirit. Those that have been hesitant, those that have been unsure, those that have been uncertain, I pray that these words that you let come through my lips have made it clear for them to know that this is real. This is not something that we just talk about, but it's a message from heaven to the people that live on this earth to know their God and know him, that you will do everything you said and over and above, because that's who you are and that's the way you are and that's what you do, in Jesus' name. So we conclude here, Lord. Thank you so much. I say to you that are sitting in the audience, and I say to you that are viewing us by live streaming, you said, Jesus, this day, I make you my Lord. I make you my Lord. I make you my Lord. This day, I surrender my life to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And you will be so kind. We would love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Everybody's